In Spain, the Basque separatist group ETA has killed more than 800 people in its armed struggle for independence. Prime Minister José María Aznar has intensified his crackdown on terrorism following the September 11th attacks in the United States, and ETA's killings have subsided. Basque leaders want Madrid to consider a peaceful referendum on self-determination, but the idea has infuriated Aznar, who says it would threaten Spain's very existence. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
In the last three decades, extremists in Spain's northern Basque region have tried to gain independence with assassinations and car bombs. Now, with many of ETA's leaders in jail, the peaceful nationalists who run the local administration have taken the initiative. They're proposing a self-rule plan that includes the possibility of a referendum on whether to remain a part of Spain. But Spanish Prime Minister José María Aznar has adamantly rejected the idea.
Porque borra literalmente lo que conocemos de España.
Because it literally erases what we know of Spain, he says. It erases the Spanish Basque Country and it erases the Spanish Constitution. The Prime Minister was reacting to a draft of the plan with a play on the Spanish words borrador, which means draft, and borra, which means erase. Despite his word games, Aznar is dead serious in his opposition to Basque self-determination, not only because unilateral secession is forbidden by the Constitution. Charles Powell, a historian and political analyst at the Royal Elcano Institute in Madrid, says the Prime Minister does not want to go down in history as the man who oversaw the unraveling of Spain.
Some people believe that, well, you know, Spain is a fully consolidated democracy. It's a member of the European Union since 1986. Things could never really go badly wrong here. But I think what we've seen in Yugoslavia, what we saw in Czechoslovakia in particular, perhaps, taught us a lesson. Apparently stable and even relatively prosperous societies can do some very strange things.
Indeed, stirrings of separatism are also being heard elsewhere. In the region of Catalunya and its capital, Barcelona, leaders of the majority parties have come out with demands for more autonomy ahead of regional elections this fall. And in northeastern Galicia, nationalist sentiment is growing after the Spanish government bungled its response to the sinking of the oil tanker Prestige. 10 months after that disaster, the oil is still washing up on Galician beaches. Still, Iñaki Anasagasti, who represents the largest Basque party in the national parliament, says Basques don't actually want to secede. They just want some respect.
Nosotros Vascos podemos convivir en España. Sí.
Can we Basques be part of Spain? Yes. But to be part of Spain, I'm not going to do it the way Madrid wants. I want to be respected as a Basque.
Many Spaniards think the Basques already get plenty of respect, not to mention wide-ranging autonomy, including a regional parliament, police force, and a large share of tax revenues. Mercedes Lobo, who at 55 has lived through ETA's violent campaign, doesn't buy the argument that Basques are ethnically different from Spaniards.
But if they want independence, as far as I'm concerned, I would give it to them gladly. It's not at all in my interest that they remain Spaniards.
She thinks Spain has done enough to placate the Basques. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.